Chapter 14, Blind Faith. Today there is much emphasis placed on the term blind faith. Is there really such a thing as blind faith? Can faith be totally blind? Or is most faith based on facts? In the New Testament of the Bible, we read of situations where a person was healed of a sickness, blindness, etc., by Jesus because of his or her faith. It does, however, appear that individuals approached Jesus with their request for healing because they had heard of his works. In other words, their faith in Jesus was based on the fact that he had been walking around healing people. If Jesus walked into a room full of people today and said, "I am Jesus, the Son of God, and I would like all of you to have faith in me," chances are that no one in the room would believe him. But if Jesus walked into a room full of people, one of which was dead, and said, "I am Jesus, the Son of God, and I would like you all to have faith in me," and then he said, "Dead man, arise," and if the dead body did indeed rise, many, if not all in the room, would begin to have faith. Is it not a human being's nature to believe what is seen? Is that why Jesus of Nazareth performed miracles? With that in mind, let us look at the biblical story about the Apostle Thomas. Thomas made aware his lack of faith by stating that before he could believe that Jesus was actually risen from the dead, he would have to place his hands on the wounds that Jesus received prior to his death. Biblically speaking, Jesus did not reject Thomas for his lack of faith, but instead assured him that if touching the wounds was what it would take to convince, he would gladly allow him to do so. Jesus did not mind showing Thomas the facts to acquire his faith. I suggest that offering facts to base faith on was a significant part of the ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. Should the God of the Bible require blind faith, he would not have given us so many facts to base faith on. In today's church, a blind faith will often be accompanied by a price tag. Systematically, we are convinced that if we have a good faith in God, we will devote much of our time, money, and mind to the work of the church or ministry of our choice. If a person wishes to belong to a particular church or ministry, then it is, of course, his or her duty to in some way help support that particular organization, both physically and monetarily. And were it not for the voluntary considerations of such persons, much of our current theological system would perish. However, tithing is a personal choice which has little to do with one's faith in God. In Luke chapter 20:25, Jesus said, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's." Money is a terrestrial tool for the trading of earthly material things. As per the Bible, God is love. One's payment for material things is money. One's payment to God is love. Should we be cautious of those who place a monetary value on God's love? That said, using one's money to help others can be an act of love. It is worth noting that in the Bible, Jesus spent much of his ministry around the poor. Though he had the power to, Jesus never gave them money. He gave them knowledge, and he gave them hope.